Give us a sense of what's happening around the apartment building where Whitey Bulger was found.
Well, it's after midnight here. Obviously, most people are asleep. It's an area that people who have been to Los Angeles from New England would recognize if they've been in the Santa Monica area, three blocks from the beach to the west and near the Santa Monica Promenade, which is a big tourist attraction. Nearby, obviously, a lot of residential apartments. It's rent control, which makes it a place where a lot of retirees live. And it would be an easy place that if you came here to hide out, you could blend in if you were older.
What are you looking at now? Have authorities cordoned off areas of that building? Obviously, it's a place where many different people live.
You know, I'm sitting right literally on the front stoop of the apartment building. Inside in the garage, earlier there were a lot of FBI agents. Most of them are upstairs. They're obviously executing search warrants on the residents. It's not clear what they've recovered from there. They haven't said anything about the circumstances of the arrest or what they found in his apartment, which is on the third floor of this, again, kind of nondescript apartment building that built like kind of 50s, 60s era here.
So you've not seen them walking out with any boxes or any goods from inside the apartment?
No, there's definitely kind of evidence, crime scene people for the FBI that are inside. At this point, no, we haven't seen anybody. Most of the action is going on inside the apartment building at this point.
Got it. You've had a chance to talk to any neighbors?
Yeah, I mean, obviously people were very surprised about the fact that this happened.
Police and or federal agents are talking to you guys at all, or is it radio silence right now?
It's radio silence. I mean, you'll see, I'm sure, a lot of descriptions about how he was tracked down tomorrow. But I think as far as what's going on today or tonight, it's going to be processing this crime scene. Obviously, there's the next phase. They're already moving to the next phase, which is, getting him into court.
Lastly, Whitey Bulger is legend here in the Boston area. A lot of people might know of him from the movie The Departed, or maybe they read a book about him. But in L.A., that name doesn't mean anything, right?
No, I mean, it meant something to me because, I lived in Newton. I have, very close friends in the Boston area. I went to UMass Amherst. Obviously, his brother ran the system and was a famous politician. And the story, obviously, of Whitey Bulger is something for New Englanders that is known. Here in Los Angeles, it's a much more kind of transitory place, obviously, and it's far away. I mean, what goes on in New England, other than, there's a lot of Red Sox fans out here. Although I can say that, there were a half a dozen people that, from the Boston area who showed up, kind of curious about what happened.
How about that? They were just coming to see the apartment building?
Yeah, exactly.